Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey there, and welcome to the Seniorology Podcast. I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I am so happy you're here. If you're a high school senior photographer trying to grow your business, then this is the perfect place for you. As a senior photographer with a business that's been up and running for over 12 years, I can confidently say that by having the right tools, the right mindset, and the right education, you can become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Because guess what? If I can do it, so can you. And I'm here to help you every step of the way. I'm super excited you're joining me for another episode. And today, I'm going to be sharing three updates to make your senior photography website convert potential clients into actual clients. It's no secret that there are several photographers to choose from in any area these days. In a sea of photographers, it's important to differentiate yourself and your business. And a great way to do this is to keep your photography website up to date, relevant, and full of helpful information for potential clients. Make it a no-brainer to book you when they land on your website. And if you're listening to this podcast when it first came out, then that's the perfect time to update your website because it's the slow season, at least for a lot of us. I feel like updating your website should be one of your first things that you do every new year. Update the photos, make sure the client experience is going well, make sure the links are working, and so forth. Now, whether you have a fully built out website or you're just getting started with your online presence, maybe you're somewhere in between, today's episode is full of great information to help you take your website to the next level. So let's jump in. Tip number one, fresh and relevant senior portfolios. First up, we have the importance of keeping your senior portfolios displayed on your website fresh and relevant. This might just be the most important part of your website. If you haven't updated those photos in a while, they're still showing class of 2012, it might be time to change out those photos. Your photography portfolio is your visual resume, and it should showcase the breadth of your talent. Use the photos that you include on your website to highlight various styles, locations, and themes to appeal to a broad audience. Regularly updating the section is crucial to keep potential clients engaged with your evolving skills. You can also consider creating a blog on your website to feature the behind-the-scenes stories of your photo shoots and highlighting recent senior sessions. That also makes Google very happy if you're continually updating and blogging because you're adding fresh new content to your website via your blog. Showing potential clients what it looks like to work with you not only adds a personal touch to your website, but also keeps your audience excited about your work. Remember, having an updated and dynamic portfolio displayed on your website speaks volumes about you, your skills, and your business. One tip that I like to use in my own business when it comes to updating my photos on my website is throughout busy season, I am constantly adding favorites to a favorite folder. That way, when it comes time that I have a minute to update the photos on my website, I simply go straight to that favorites folder and use those photos, because it takes a whole lot less time to go to a favorites folder than it does to go back through every photo session that I may have done up to that date. So consider creating a favorites folder and making that part of your senior session workflow. After you get finished editing the photos, take a few of your favorites from that session and simply move them right over to that favorites folder. Do that for every shoot, and by the time it's time to update the photos on your website, you'll have an entire folder to choose from. Okay, if you need more help with marketing to seniors and getting booked for senior sessions, making four figures per senior session, and becoming the go-to senior photographer in your area, the Seniorology Semester is a six-month coaching program specifically designed for you. This program includes marketing to seniors and their parents, building websites that convert visitors into clients, pricing your work for profit, creating an amazing experience seniors want to be a part of, and so much more. The Seniorology Semester is currently open for enrollment. If you're ready to take the senior side of your business to the next level, book senior clients on repeat, and make four figures per session, the Seniorology Semester is for you. You can learn more about it by visiting www.seniorology.com/semester or clicking on the link in the show notes. Okay, back to our tips. Tip number two, personalize senior experience information. It's important to keep your portfolio up to date, but it's equally as important to have information about the personalized senior experience that you offer on your website. Again, in a sea of photographers, letting potential clients know what you offer that is unique and personalized can set you apart. But they won't know it unless you tell them about it. Now, I know we talked about the importance of updating your portfolio and updating those photos, but one thing I would like to say is we cannot let the photos do all the work. So that is where adding copy and telling potential clients what you do, how you do it, and what makes you unique will help you convert those visitors into booked clients. We can no longer just rely on, oh, that's a pretty photo, I'll book her. We have to dig a little deeper and do a little bit more work on our websites to really connect and tell people why they should book us as their senior photographer. You should dedicate a section on your website that outlines the journey you provide for high school seniors. Be sure that you clearly communicate your process from the initial consultation to the ordering session to the final delivery of photos and everything in between. Clear communication about your process can set you apart, especially in the eyes of the parents. Share details on location options, wardrobe guidance, and any unique services you offer. Upfront information can help potential clients envision the experience and understand the value you bring to senior photo sessions. The more they can visualize themselves in the process, the more likely they are to choose you as their senior photographer and recommend you to others. Tip number three, client testimonials and success stories. Last but certainly not least, one way that you can build trust and credibility through the information listed on your website is by including client testimonials and success stories. If you don't yet have any client testimonials to feature, ask for them. Reach out to past clients and invite them to provide a testimonial. When clients have a great experience with you, they will be excited to have the opportunity to talk you up and tell others about their positive experiences. Once you've collected even just a few testimonials, consider featuring them on your website. You can feature testimonials in one specific section of your website, or you can sprinkle them throughout various pages of your website. Whether it's quotes, photos, or even video testimonials, including authentic stories from past clients, can create a powerful narrative around you, your business, and your photography skills. Hearing about positive experiences from others can build confidence in potential clients and reassure them that they're making the right choice by choosing you as their senior photographer. And one thing that I think is super important when it comes to testimonials is to have a photo with the testimonial. It makes it even more authentic when someone can see the person that gave you that quote. Okay, there you have it. 3 updates to make to your senior photography website to convert potential clients into paying clients. Remember, featuring fresh and relevant senior photos, providing clear communication about the personalized senior experience, and including client testimonials and success stories are all things that you can do to take your website to the next level. Take time to regularly assess and update your website to reflect your growth and your evolving style. It's important to always ensure that the information provided on your website is clear, correct, and up to date. And to get the attention of Google and make you rank higher, you want to make sure that your website includes keywords and key phrases that someone might search for if searching for a senior photographer in your area. Your website is a living entity that should grow with you and your business. Thank you so much for listening in. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a new episode, and please share it with your photographer friends too. If you're looking to connect and market to seniors in your area more effectively, or you want advice on breaking out as an educator in the photography world, I would love to hear from you and help you in any way I can. If you have questions or need help, you can DM me on Instagram or email me at info@seniorology.com. I absolutely love creating audits for photographers' websites. So if that's something you're interested in, definitely drop me a DM or send me an email. And if you like this episode, please let me know. I love hearing from my listeners and would love to hear from you too. You can leave a review or email me directly and let me know what other topics you would like to hear on the podcast. I'll be back next week with an all new episode. I'll see you then. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.